Today's shir is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Hey, and we will begin on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Avya. In our previous shir, we had learned the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who had taught us that this concept that we discussed in our previous shir of Het to Mitztaref L'Isser, according was stated by Rabbi Kiva, and it only applies by a Nazir, because by a Nazir, the Torah said, Mishras, to teach us that hetem tzaref l'iser. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Avya l'Rav Ashi. Rav Acha said to Rav Ashi that once we learned that according to Rav Kiva, only by Nazir do we say hetem tzaref l'iser, why don't we say midrabanan nishmal Rav Kiva? In our previous year, we had learned that it was the opinion of Rabbanon, that Mishras, that the Torah uses by Nazir, comes to teach us the halacha of Tam Kikr. And then the Gemara said that once we know that we say Tam Kikr by Nazir, we learn with a Kavachomer, as we learned in yesterday's shir, that we also say Tam Kikr because Surah Shabbat Torah, because we learn it with a Kavachomer from Nazir. So ask the Gemara, Miloy Amri Rabbanan, just like the Rabbanan in our previous shir told us, Mishras, that the word Mishras that the Torah uses by Nazir comes to teach us, Lita and Tam Kikr, that the halach is Tam Kikr. And once we know that the halach is Tam Kikr by Nazir, Mikan Atadon L'chol Yisurin Shabbat Torah, from here we learn to all other areas of the halacha that we say Tam Kikr. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Nami, according to Rabbi Kiva, who uses the word Mishras to teach us, Hetem Tzaref L'Isser, why don't we say, Mi'en Kanat Adon, L'chol Yisurin Shabbat Torah Kula, that B'chol HaTorah Kula, that Locha Shabbi, Hetem Tzaref L'Isser. Amalei, so Rav Ashi responded to Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Avya, B'shem da'ave Nozer v'chatos, Shnei K'suvim Abayim Kechad, because Nozer is where we learn Hetem Tzaref L'Isser. And by Chattis, as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment, we also say Hetem Tzaref L'Isser. And since the Torah spoke about this halacha of Hetem Tzaref L'Isser in two places, the rule is Ein Melamdim, as Rashi on our Amid, Divrei Maskil Mitzrach, teaches us. We know that the Limudim in the Torah, the way the Torah teaches us halacha, is once the Torah says it once, we extrapolate a halacha to other areas of the Torah. But if that were the case, it would be sufficient for the Torah to say it once. And from there, we're going to learn that this is the rule, B'chol HaTorah Kula. If the Torah says a rule twice, why? It must be because what the Torah is teaching us is where we say the halacha, that is where the halacha applies. And where it's not said, it's not said. So says the Gemara, Nazir Hadamoran. How we know Hetem Tzaref L'Isser by Nazir is as we learned because the Torah uses the words Mishras. Chatos Mahi, but ask the Gemara what is meant that we say Hetem Tzaref L'Isser by Chatos, says the Gemara the Tanya. The Pasuk says regarding the Karm Chatos, Kol Asher Giga B'Psara Yigdash. If Chula meat or Shlomo meat touch the Karm Chatos, they get the same status as the Karm Chatos. Yochel Afilo Loi Bolo. I would think if they just touched tamaloima b'psara, that they don't, it doesn't, the meat that touches the chatam meat doesn't have the halacha at sheyivla b'basar, and they have to come in contact. Yigdash liyas kamayu, that whatever is the status of the karm chatas meat will become the status of the meat that touches the chatas. Shem psulihi, if the karm chatas is posel, it's pigle or it's Noiser tipasel, the meat that comes in contact with it also will become pasel. Vim ksherihi, but if it's kosher karm chatas meat, tochel kacham shaba, we have to treat it like the more stringent piece. So typically, the karm chatas is more strict than a karm shlomim. Karm chatas is kotche kotchim, it may only be eaten da azara, it may only be eaten by zichri kahuna, it may only be eaten l'yoyim v'layla echad, where all of these halachas don't apply by kachim kalim. But there are times I saw Rabbeinu Chananel explains that the Kachim Kalim can actually be stricter than the Kachi Kachim. When, the, let's say the clock is running out on the Karban Shlomim, you have Shnei Yom V'Lai Lechod, so it's already the second day of the Karban Shlomim. So the Karban Shlomim has to be eaten up by tonight. The Karban Chatas, you have a Yom V'Layla. Again, the Aloch, it will always be, we go with the stricter. So here we see that we apply the concept of heter mitzdarf l'isser by karban chatos. And what it means to say is that if only you have less than a kazayas of karban chatos and a chatzi kazayas of some other meat, it's still going to be considered like you ate a karban chatos. Tosfos uses this gemara for the concept that, for the issue that we discussed in our previous year, which is the subject of machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos disagreed when we apply the concept of heter mitzdarf l'isser, does it have to be that the heter and isser are mixed together or not? Rashi says they don't need to be mixed together and we will still say heter mitzdarf l'isser. Tosfos says that they have to be mixed together. And our Gemara seems to be, says Tosfos, a riotous opinion. But sorrow that the heter and isser got mixed together. The Megiginis Shloima, in defending Rashi, it says it doesn't have to be that they were mixed together. What the Gemara means to say was that they touched. As long as they touched, that's when they are considered, we can apply the concept of hetem tzaraf lisser. Just like by Tumah, where touching is enough. But we don't have to have more than that. Rabbanan asked the Gemara, according to Rabbanan, who used the pasuk of Mishras to teach us the halacha of Tam Kikr. So why don't we say, ask the Gemara, Nami Nehevin Noz V'chata Shnei K'sum Abayim Kechad, that both the Pasuk by Nozir and the Pasuk by Chatos should be teaching us that the Halacha is Tam Kikr, and therefore the Halacha should be Ein Melamdim, that only in these two subjects should be the Halacha Tam Kikr, nowhere else. Answers the Gemara, Amr Hani Mitzruch Tzrichim. When do we say the concept is only where it would have been adequate for the Torah to have said it once? If the Torah says it twice, it must be to teach us only here, nowhere else. But if there's a specific need that the Torah had to say it in both places, then we don't have that rule of Shnei Ksum Abayim Ke'echad Ein Melamdim. And therefore, we need both Psukim, as the Gemara is going to explain soon, and therefore this is not such a case. Rav Kiva, on the other hand, says, we can't learn from Nozer to kala tayra kula tam ki'ikr, the maitzrichi. Bishlam ikas rachman b'chatas. If the Torah would have only said this halacha of hetem mitzdarf l'isser by chatos, we could indeed, loy gomer nozer mina, we cannot learn Nozer from chatas. Because we have a rule. Chulam ikachim loy gomerinen. Kachim comes with its own rules, and since Kachim come with their own rules, and we can't learn. And I saw that the Rashba says that when the Gemara says Chulam Kachim Loi Gaminan, not only can we not learn a Chumrah from Kachim to Chulin, because Kachim obviously is more stringent than Chulin, but says the Rashba that even a Kula can't be learned from Kachim to Chulin. Because as I saw Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Sefer Asvin Darais explains, Kachim and Chulin are considered two totally different types of situations. And they can't be used one to the other. But, as the Gemara, Elich Rachman ben Nozer, the Torah should have just said it by Nozer, that had to mitzdarf l'osser. Why did the Torah have to mention it also by Chatos? Why don't we learn hetem mitzdarf l'isser from Nozer to hakol yisur shebetayru gagam Nozer? As we learned, we're going to learn everything from Nozer. It must be to teach us that only by Nozer and Chatos do we say hetem mitzdarf l'isser, nowhere else. The Rabbanan who learn from Nozer tam kikr. The Rabbanan who learn by Chatos tam kikr. Why can we learn tam kikr to the rest of the Torah? Why don't we say to shnei k'suvim k'ayim k'echod ein melamdim? Says the Gemara Mitzvah Tzrichi, because they say that each one of these places, the Torah had to teach us separately that Tam Kikr. Chatis, and the way we're going to learn is as follows. Chatis, we're going to learn that Hetem Mitzdarf L'Isser. that even though we don't necessarily always say Hetem and Starfless, by Chatos we do. In Chulin, so why don't we learn from Chatos to call a Torah Kula that Hetem and Starfless? Because as we just learned, because Chulin Mekotchim like Gomer, we can't learn Chulin from Kotchim. But Rashi points out, yes, we won't be able to learn Chulin from Kotchim that Hetem and Starfless. But Kotchim from Kotchim we do learn. And therefore says Rashi, Divrei Maskil, Hachigasina V'Rabbonon, that everybody will agree that by all kotshim, not just by chatos, do we say hetem et starf l'isser. And Mishras teaches us tam kikr, and since the Torah only mentions it once, mitkanat adon l'chol Torah kula for the chol Torah kula. And it's not coming to teach us hetem et starf l'isser. Mishras is coming to teach us tam kikr, for as we explained in our previous year, if we have a choice what to use the pasuk for, Tosis, Pnei Yeshua both explain that we have a choice what to use the pasuk for. Should we use the pasuk for Tam Kikr, or should we use the pasuk for Hetem et Starf Lisser? It's preferable to use it for Tam Kikr. Tam Kikr is less of a chiddush than Hetem et Starf Lisser. And as we also learned, the Rabbanan cannot learn Tam Kikr from Gula in Ochrim, because as the Gemara said at the end of our previous year, Gula in Ochrim is a chiddush, that even though it was a nice tam l'bgam, we still have to worry about the tam, and therefore we can't learn from there to call a Torah Kula. So therefore, Mishras comes to teach us tam kikr, and from here, make hatadon l'kol a Torah Kula. Rabbi Kiva, on the other hand, says, we don't need Mishras to teach us tam kikr, because Rabbi Kiva learns tam kikr from Gula in Ochrim, because according to Rabbi Kiva, it wasn't pogum immediately, and yet you still needed to kasher it, and therefore we now have two psukim to teach us hetem et starf lisser, the pasuk by karmichatos, the pasuk by nazir, the havelish shnei ksumim b'am kechad, so it falls into being a situation of shnei ksumim b'am kechad, and as we said earlier, kol shnei ksumim b'am kechad ein melamdin. So it turns out the fact that Rabbi Kiva was able to learn Tam Kikr from Gulei Nachrim ultimately leads to a kula that Hetem et Starf L'Isser is only by Nazir and by Chatos. Amalei Rashi L'Kana. Elokod Tanya, the Brisa in Parshas Nazir says, Bekol Shiyasim Gefen Ayayin Mechatzana V'Adzog Lo Yoichel. Limud, from this pasuk, says the Brisa, we learn, Alasuri Nazir, that the various different parts of the grape, Mitztar from Zeh and Zeh, they could all combine to the sheer kazayas that a nazir may not consume. Ask the Gemara, Hashla Rekiva Hetz Issa Vehetem Mitztarfim, that even if you have bread and grapes, according to Rekiva, they combine to a kazayas that a nazir may not eat. Issa Vehissa Miboyer, so why do we need a special pasuk to teach us that the different parts of the grape combine according to Rekiva? Amalei, sort of kind of responds, Issa Vehesser, Issa Veheter, this that the Issa Veheter combine is only Bebas Achas, only if you eat them at the same time. But even according to Rashi, that says you don't need to combine them, but you have to eat them at the same time. Whereas Issa Veisser, the different parts of the grape, not only do they combine, but they even combine Bezechazeh. If they're not eaten at the same time, still it's enough to make it that they should combine for the sheer kazayas that a nazir may not eat. Says the Mishnah, Batzeik shebesitkei areva, if you have pieces of dough in the mixing bowl, and there were cracks in the bowl, and they patched up those cracks with pieces of dough. Im yesh kazayas b'makam echad, if you have a kazayas in one spot, chayv levar, then you have to destroy that chametz. Vimlav, but if there is no kazayas, batl miyutai, it's insignificant, and you don't have to be mivarit, that you don't have to destroy that chametz. V'kein your tuma, it says the Mishnah so too is the halacha regarding hilchos tuma. Im makbir lav, if you're concerned about that dough that's in your crack, chaytzitz, it would be considered a chatzitza if you have to toivel that bowl. V'mroitz v'kiyuma, if you want that to remain there, harei kareva, it has the din that it's part of the bowl, and it's not a chatzitza. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, in explaining the Mishnah, says we're going to learn now in the Gemara, Mitzvah Shem, there are two versions of how to understand the halacha that was just taught in our Mishnah. When is there an issue about the dough in the bowl? When they're not there to be part of the bowl. As we're going to see, that means they're on the side of the bowl, but not on the bottom of the bowl. Ava b'makom shasuim l'chazik, if it's there to keep the bowl sturdy, that means it's on the bottom. If you have a hole on the bottom of the bowl, your bowl is going to be useless. Then it doesn't make a difference how much chametz you have. Even if you have a kezayis of chametz, ein achayv yilavar, you need not destroy it. Bechlal, the way we understand this on our Mishnah, the pach mechazayis, when you have less than a kezayis, even if that pasuk mechazayis is a feel of a mokim she'en osu l'chazik, it's not on the bottom of the bowl, it's only on the side of the bowl. But since you only have less than a kezayis, less than a kezayis is not considered choshev, it's not considered significant, and therefore it must not be destroyed. I, the Mefarshim, ask, but why don't we say that even though it's less than a kezayis, it should be also because of chatzi shir? So there are many answers given to this question. One answer is that chatzi shir is only said by a surei achila when it comes to eating. Here we're not talking about eating. Here we're talking about ownership of chametz. When we speak about ownership of chametz, there's no concept of chatzi shir. That's the Tchachem Tzvi's. Another teretz is, when do we say chatzi shir is significant? Is only in a situation where you show that chatzi shir is choshev to you, significant to you. By using it as a patch in your bowl, it doesn't show cheshivas. Here, the Shagas Aryeh says that if you start with this chatzi shir of a kezayis, you'll never be chayiv until you bring the other chatzi kezayis. You won't be chayiv l'mafreya. Whereas by eating, you'll be chayiv l'mafreya, and therefore we can't apply here the concept of chatzi shir. Ikad masna, that was one version of our how to understand the Mishnah. But there's a different version. Ikad masna ya sefer. The other way of understanding is that we're going on the sefer of our Mishnah. It's said in the sefer of our Mishnah, v'mlaf, if you don't have a shir kezayis, then it's botel b'miutai. Then it's considered insignificant. And that says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmu, lo yishana al b'makom asul chazik. Where is there a difference if you have a kezayis or not? At the bottom of the bowl. Avol b'makom she'en asul chazik. On the side of the bowl, even if you don't have a kezayis, chayiv levar, you have to get rid of it. Because we're concerned, even though, as we just said, there's less than a kezayis, and a less than kezayis is not significant. But we're speaking, explains the Ramchalva, that you have a chatzi more than one chatzi kezayis, and they can combine into one kezayis. Others say that we do hold chatzi shir, even not the midah d'achila. In other words, the way the Ratvaz explains the Gemara, that the basis of the machloikis between the Lashon Rishon and the Ikad Amri is exactly this. Do we say chatzi shir by chatzi kezayis chametz that you're not eating or not? Mechlal, according to this, kezayis, when if you would have a kezayis of chametz, afilu b'mokam osu l'chazik, even if it's on the bottom of the bowl, but since you have such a significant amount of chametz, chayiv levar, we have to destroy it. So in other words, to summarize, the difference between these two versions is when you have a kezayis in a mokum she'en osu l'chazik, and you have a kezayis when you have less than a kezayis on the side, and when you have a kezayis on the bottom. According to the first lashon, if only time you mechuyev to burn is if you have a kezayis on the side. On the bottom, you never have to burn, and on the side, you only have to burn if you have a kezayis. The second version is much stricter. He says a kezayis, you always have to burn, even if it's on the bottom of the barrel. And a chatzi kezayis would have to be burned if it's on the side. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kalishna Kama, Tanya Kalishna Basra. There are braises that support the first version, and there's a braise that supports the second version. Explains the Gemara. Tanya Kalishna Kama, Batsik Shibasitke Esareva. If you have pieces of dough that are used as patches in this bowl, but Mokim Hasil chazik, if it's on the bottom, ain't a chaitzit. It's not a chatzitza if you have to be toivel this bowl. Ve'ain a oiver, and there's no problem of chametz with that. But makamsh ain't hasil chazik, if it's on the side, chaitzit, then it would be a chatzitza, ve'oiver, and you could have a problem of bayirah, bayimotzei. However, when was that said? Be'med v'mamurim, be'kazayis, if you have a kazayis of chametz. But, says this braisa, avo bepochsim kazayis, if you have less than kazayis, afilu bemokim she'en osil chazik, even if it's found in a place that is on the side, it's never a problem, ein achotis ve'en oiver. Clearly supporting the first version. However, says the Gemara, Tanya Kalish Nebrasa, there's a braisa that supports the second version. Batzik shebesitke areva, if you have dough as in a patch, bemokim osil chazik, if it's there, on the bottom of the bowl, ain't a chaitzitz, it's not a chatzitza, ve'ain a oven, there's no problem by yirah, by yimotza. But makim, she'en osil chazik, when it's on the side, chaitzitz, it will be a chatzitza if you have to be toivel this bowl, ve'oiver, and it'll be a problem with by yirah, by yimotza. B'med v'mamurim, when do we draw this distinction between the bottom of the bowl and the side of the bowl? B'pachs mikazayis, we have less than a kazayis of chametz. Avol b'kazayis, if we have a kazayis of chametz, makes no difference where or what, a feel of a makam osu l'chazik, even if it's at the bottom of the bowl, chaitzitz, it will be chatzitza, v'oiver, and there'll be a problem by yirah, by yimotze. Ask the Gemara, kashana adodi, but these two braises contradict each other, and as the way the Maram Chalva explains the Gemara, we have very often in Shas that the Gemara quotes braises that aren't consistent with each other and doesn't pose a question. Why over here does the Gemara say, because we have two braises that don't hold the same way, kashana adodi, that we have a kasha? So Maram Chava says that the Gemara doesn't mean that there's a kasha. The Gemara's question is, so if we have these two braises that contradict each other, what should we do? La alocha lemaisa, what should be the alocha? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, sami kilta mimei chavirta. Since we're dealing with chametz, and we're dealing with the issa deraisa of bayirah bayimotzei, we have to take the stricter approach. However, points out the tzlach, when would that be the case? When we did not do bittel chametz, going back to what we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta. If bittel chametz wasn't made, so here we could really have a shaila, a bayirah, bayimotzah, that's why we need to be machmer. However, were to be a situation where the owner of the stove did bittel chametz, so if you did bittel chametz, midaraisa, you can't be over by yirah, bayimotzah, it's only now a question of the Rabbanon, that on the contrary, we would apply the concept of suffolk the Rabbanon lakula, and we would follow the lenient braisa. Rabbi Yosef disagrees. He says, "Tanai shakaltam hi'alma." Does that mean that you've removed all the time from the world? These two braises represent a machlokes tanoim, and the two braises are the two different opinions of the tanoim in this subject. So I saw a very strong vort from the Eretz Tzvi. He says, he tries to explain this comment that the Gemara makes, Tanoi Shekaltim Alma, you just Tanoim took out from the world. What does the world have to do with this? So he says that the Zohar and Parshas Truma says, Estakel Baraisu Ubora Alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah, Ubora Alma, and that's how he created the world. And therefore, Klai Yisrael, who learned the Torah, are Mekayimei Alma. They are the ones that support the world. So every Dvar Torah, every opinion in Halacha is Mekayimei Alma, is what keeps the world standing. So if we, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yosef, are going to dismiss and ignore an opinion of the Tanoim, Shekaltam Alma, we're taking away a piece of the world. We're taking away from the existence of the world, because the entire existence of the world depends on the Divrei Torah, on the opinions that were cited by the Tanoim. So says Rabbi Yosi Tanoihi, these two braises represent the Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya, as the braise teaches us, Hapash Ipsa, bread that got moldy, Chayiv levar, we must destroy it because it's not edible. Even though it's not edible, neshe royal soichaka, it could be ground up, ulchamabak misas acheris, it could be used as yeast to make dough ferment. Leaven. Rishim elazimer. When is that the halacha b'mekuyamis lachila? When they're edible. Av kupas or if you take some yeast, a shi'achter li'shiv, and you decide to make it out of shear out of it, batla, it's no longer considered chametz, and there's no problem with it. Points out the Gemara. Midam Rav Shimon ben Elazar batla, that the Tanakama, the Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that you could make it not be considered chametz by using it for a cheer. Mechlal the Tanakama sover that the Tanakama says that even though I decided to use it for a cheer, loy batla, it doesn't lose the status of chametz. Alma, because obviously it is the opinion of the Tanakama, kol kezayis, whenever you have a kezayis of chametz, afagav the mevatel loy batla, even though you did something that it shouldn't be considered chametz, it doesn't lose that status. So that would be the same in our Mishnah, in our Gemara. You started with a kezayis chametz that you put into the bottom of the barrel. The brisa that says that you don't have to burn it, even though you have a kezayis, holds like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that once you used it as a patch in your bowl, it's not considered chametz anymore. The brisa that says if you have a kezayis of it, you need to destroy it, is of the opinion that still, since I have a kezayis of chametz, here, Chayiv Levar, I have to destroy it, even though I decided to make it into the opinion, even though I decided to make it part of my bowl. The question that the Rishonim discuss, and we're speaking here about moldy bread. What do we speak about moldy bread? What does it mean? Is it fit? Is it unfit for human consumption? Is it unfit for animal consumption? So the Ran says that moldy bread, even though it's unfit for consumption, it still has the ability to be used as a leavening agent. And since it has the ability to be used as a leavening agent, it still has the din of chametz. The Raiva disagrees, and he says that psa'or, the Torah singles out psa'or, which is sourdough, there it's always considered chametz. Any other situation, moldy chametz, that if they're not fit for human consumption, there's not a problem, and would not be considered chametz. We're makbid that it should not be royal achilas kelev, that should not be fit for even animal consumption. So now we've seen a machloikus in this brisa when you have a kezayis chametz that you clearly have designated for another use, is it considered chametz or not? Machloikus Tanakama says it is, Rav Shimon ben Elazar says it isn't. So we've been able to answer that, asked the Gemara. Amalei Abaya, Terasta B'Kazayis, we've been able to reconcile the two opinions and the two brises in a situation where we have a Kazayis Chametz. But ask the Gemara, Pachz M'Kazayis M'Terasta, how are we reconciling the brises that disagree when you have less than a Kazayis on the side of the bowl? Says the Gemara, the way to understand it is differently. Elohavaha, there is no machlokes between the brises. Both brises represent the opinion of Shim ben Elazar. How then, therefore, do we reconcile them? V'loy kasha. Because, as the Gemara now holds, Rashi explains this, there are three parts of the bowl. There's the bottom of the bowl, which any patch that's on the bottom of the bowl is absolutely essential. Then you have the side of the bowl, which the patch is important, but not as essential as the bottom of the bowl. And then you have on the lid of the bowl, where their patches are really not essential. So now, the way we're going to understand, is as follows. The bottom of the bowl, even if you'll have a kezayis, that doesn't bother me, because it's an essential part of the bowl. On the side of the bowl, it's going to make a difference if there's a kezayis or there isn't a kezayis. And on the upper lid of the bowl, where it's not that significant at all, there it's always going to be a problem. Amar Vashi, loy tema, when we say shloy b'makam isha, when we speak about the top of the bowl, it means agaba de agna, it means all the way in the lid, ala sifsa de agna, even if it's within the lid, it's still insignificant. Pshita, Says the Gemara, of course, since it's all the way on top, so the patch there doesn't really make that much of a difference. Answers the Gemara, Madatema, Zimnan the Adif Umati Lahasim. Sometimes, if you have a very big dough, the dough rises up above the bowl, and therefore the patch, even at that part of the bowl, should be considered significant. Kamash Malan, that part of the bowl is not considered significant, and since that part of the bowl is not considered significant, any chametz there is a problem. Amram Nachman Amish Rav, Halacha of Shimon Elazar. The halacha follows the opinion of Shimon Elazar. Eini, ask the Gemara, is that true? V'amar Rav Ashi, Amar Rav, Toch Panel. We spoke about taking the sar and making a chair of it. Only if Toch Panel Betit, if you covered it with lime, that's when butla. That's when toch, only if you covered it with cement, it does it lose the status of chametz. Loi toch, but if you didn't do that, just because you took the sar and you decided to use it for a chair, it's insignificant. So we don't follow the opinion of Shimon Belozer. Says the Gemara, there must be a machlokes amaroyim, what was Rav's opinion? Did Rav pass like the Tanakama, or did Rav pass like Shimon Belozer? Beikad Amri, there's a different version. Amram Nachman Amar Rav, and Allah Rav Shimon Elazar, the Allah doesn't follow Rav Shimon Elazar, the Amr of Yitzhak, where Ashi Amarav, and Toch Paneh Betit, only if you smear it with cement, then Batla does not have this halach of Chametz, otherwise it does. So our Gemara spoke about the halach of Pasha Ipsha, bread that turns moldy, and the question is, a bread becomes moldy, at what point is something not considered chametz anymore or not? There's a very big discussion amongst the Paiskim. Our Gemara clearly teaches us, as we just finished, that if you have this chair and you toch paneh betit, even though it's made out of chametz, it's not a problem. It's not considered chametz anymore. What's going to be the halacha, which is very often the case apparently, that you start with real chametz, and you pour poison into the bread, which will be a way to trap mice. Will that be considered chametz, like Pash Ipsha, chametz that's no longer chametz? So the Steich Hemed says that the bread, quotes a Sefer Evin Shasiya. The Evin Shasiya wants to suggest that since the bread is still good bread, that's why maybe it wouldn't be the same. Others disagree, and they say that once it's not edible, the fact that it's now not edible is inadequate to make is enough to make it that it's not be considered chametz. Others say, on the contrary, he wants it to be chametz, because what attracts the mice is not the poison necessarily. What attracts the mice is the bread. So you see that it wanted to be bread. But one thing we saw for sure here, that you can make chametz not be considered chametz anymore. The Gemara says, toch paneh betit, it's not considered chametz anymore. There was a very, very common question that was asked by the Paiskim. Alcohol, particularly in Europe, was very often chametz. It was made out of grain. It was grain alcohol, certainly chametz. But what they used to do is that to avoid people from drinking alcohol, and they had all sorts of regulations around alcoholic beverages. So how did they prevent people from drinking alcohol? They used to denature the alcohol. Denatured alcohol is treated chemically that, and therefore it's not something that could be consumed. The question is the natured alcohol considered chametz? Most Paiskim are of the opinion that it's not considered chametz. It's denatured, it's poison, it can't be drank. However, there were Paiskim that were machmer. The reason they were machmer is because you can chemically reverse the denaturing. See, since it could be denatured, it could be chemically reversed, that makes that that's still considered chametz. I saw that there were Paiskim that very much disagree with that. Because the Gemara says that how is milk, that we, of course, we're allowed to drink milk. How is milk allowed to, what is milk? Dam nekar v'nasa cholof. That milk is really originates for blood. And of course, well, it's blood, it may not be consumed. When it's milk, you may drink it, even though maybe it could be chemically reversed. We see from here, it doesn't make a difference. But the Cheshuki Chemed discusses here that Al Gemara, when it speaks about a kupas sar, it means toch panabatit. Toch panabatit, he wants to suggest, is something that's not reversible. So only when the chametz loses its category of chametz in a fashion where it's irreversible, that's when the halacha is that it's not considered chametz anymore. But in a situation where it is reversible, even though it takes some sort of a chemical process to reverse it, that's not the same as toch panel, and there would be a question of chametz. Of course, there's not, somebody would consume it, there wouldn't be a chi of karis. The discussion is regarding bayiro bayimotza. Om Rav Nachman Om Shmuel, Shnei Chatzoi Zaysim, you have two half kazaysim of chametz that are in this bowl, and there's a thin piece of dough connecting them. What is the halacha? Do these two half kazaysim combine or not? Says the Gemara, Royim, if the strand is so strong that if you pull these two chatzik zaysim by that strand, they'll both come up together. That combines them, and therefore it's considered you have a kazayis of chametz and chayiv levar. You have a problem by yirah by matzah. Mamav, if you don't have that much and a chayiv levar, it's not considered they don't combine. On kametz ula, omer ula loy amar al bareva. Since these two pieces of less than a kazayis of dough are patches in a bowl, and there's no way that they're connected, they don't combine. Avol bebayis, if they're in one home, chayiv levar. Then, even though they're not together, if you have two chatzik zaysim in your home of chametz, you have their mitzdarf. Even though there is nothing physical that's connecting them. My tama, the zimna the konish lahu, sometimes you're going to be sweeping your house, the nafal gaba adodi, and they're going to come together, and you will now have a kazayis of chametz, you'll have a problem of bayirah bayimotza. Amar ulabab marava. So now, after we learned this halacha, says the Gemara, the question was asked in Eretz Yisrael. Bayis v'aliyah, when you have a half a kazayis on the lower floor of your home and another half a kazayis on the upper floor, mahu, do we also still have to be concerned that you may come to sweep them together or not? Bayis v'chsadra, and even if we'll say that a lower story and an upper story are so different, nobody sweeps them together, and we don't have to be concerned, if you have a home and then you have like a hallway in front of your home, and you have a chatzik zayis in your home, and you have a chatzik zayis in the front of your home, ma'u wawa b'da alocha. Or, shnei batim zelef nemezu, you have two rooms, one within the other, ma'u wawa b'da alocha in all these cases. The alocha in all these places is, it's a teku, we have to be machmer. But as we said earlier, we only have to be machmer if you weren't mevatel the chametz. Because if you didn't do bittel chametz, so now you have a real isser, a shayla v'deraisa, a bayirah b'demotzei, sofik deraisa l'chumra. However, point out the rishonim, that if you did bittel chametz, so there's no longer an issue here of an isser deraisa, so then we're going to say sofik derabbanan l'kula, and we could be more lenient. This Gemara is the basis for what many people do by bedikas chametz. As we've discussed in the beginning of the perek, the minig by many people is that by bedikas chametz they put out pieces of bread. But when you put out the pieces of bread, those that were concerned about putting out the pieces of bread, one of their considerations were that what happens if you don't find all the pieces of bread? And now you're going to have in your home a kazayis chametz on Pesach, an issa bayirah bayimotzah. And because of that, they suggested that each piece of bread that you put out should be less than a kazayis. If it's less than a kazayis, as we just learned in our Gemara, you won't be over by your raw by your motzi. However, if they're less than a kazayis, we want to be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu, with the Sreifas Chametz that we do in Erev Pesach. So what you should do is, says the Steichemid, start with pieces of bread, that each piece of bread is less than a kazayas, but if you combine them all together, you now have a kazayas. So during the Bedikas Chametz, you have pieces of bread that are less than a kazayas, and even if you don't find one piece, you wouldn't have a problem by your Rabbi Motza. Of course, as we just said, you would have to do Bittul Chametz, of course. But when you then put them in the bag and combine them all, when you're going to do Sreifas Chametz, by combining them all together, you're going to have a kazayas. That's the way to do Bedikas Chametz and Sreifas Chametz in the best fashion possible. Tana Rabbanan, Hapasha Ipsha, bread that became moldy, it became non-consumable for human beings. However, hakelav yochel ochla, it's still edible to a dog. The halacha is b'tam tumas ochlam b'kabeya, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, food to give off tuma always needs at least the shear of a kabeya. We quoted the Chloikis Rashi in Tosfos that Rashi's opinion is that it's b'kabel tuma. Even when it's less than a kebeya, it only can't transmit tuma when it's the size of a beya. Taisa's opinion is that midiraisa, not only can food not transmit tuma when it's less than a kebeya, midiraisa can't be mekabel tuma when it's less than a kebeya. Only midrabonon can it be mekabel tuma when it's less than a kebeya. So again, mitama tumas oichlam bekebeya, as long as it's edible to a dog, even though it's not edible to human beings, it's mekabel tumah. And as Rashi Divrei Maskil explains, if it was never edible to human beings, it would not be mekabel tumah. Here we're talking about food that was originally roi l'achilas adam. It was edible to human beings, and then it became inedible. Since it was originally edible to humans, and therefore was considered a full-fledged oichel, in order for it to lose the shame oichel, it has to now become nifsal ma'achilas kelev. So says the Rambam disagrees. He says that nifsal ma'achilas kelev is that it became nifsal ma'achilas kelev after it became tamei. But if it was nifsal before it became tamei, If it was nifsa machilas adam before it became tamei, it wouldn't even become tamei in the first place. And the halacha continues the brisa in the srefes of tamei bePesach. On erev Pesach, when we're burning the chametz, since this food is not edible to human beings, we can be matamit together and put and burn it together with truma with food that's tamei. B'shemem nasa amru enem matama, since it's non-edible, it doesn't have tumas oichlam at all. Says the Gemara, "Kaman azla hadu tanan." There's a Mishnah Masechta Taharos Perek Ches Mishnah Vav that teaches us Kol Amru B'Taharos that we learned regarding Hilchos Taharos. The Kol Amiyuchel Loichel Adam, that if it's edible by humans, Tamei Atchi Yusam Alechel Kelav. Kaman the like Reb Nosson, or according to Reb Nosson, as long as it's Nifsa Machilas Adam, it's no longer considered an oichel. Tana Rabbanan, Areves have done him. They used to have a bowl that the people who work with leather would soak the leather in water in that bowl. Shenosnu toicha kema, and they used to put flour as part of the process of the oil, of the leather, processing the leather. Toich shloshi yomim, if you put flour into that bowl within 3 days before Pesach, that's considered chametz, the flour and the water, v'chayiv levar. But if it was there ready for 3 days, then en chayiv levar, you don't have to get rid of it. It's completely not considered chametz anymore. It's completely considered this not food. Amar Reb Nosson, b'medvar mamurim, when do we make this distinction? If it was put there before 3 days, within 3 days of Pesach, before 3 days before Pesach, shloi nosson l'toicha iris, there's no actual leather, there's no hides in that bowl. If there's actual hides in the bowl, even if you put the flour in within 3 days of Pesach, ain't chayiv levar, because the leather will make it non-usable. Amar Rava, says the Rava, halacha Reb Nosson, the halacha follows Reb Nosson, that if you put leather in there, there's no concern. Afilu yom echad, even if it was done on erev Pesach, and afilu shoachas, even if it was done an hour before Pesach, it doesn't make a difference. As soon as leather is put in there, it makes it totally useless. And as the Ritva explains, that Rav is not disagreeing with Reb Nosson. Rav is explaining what Reb Nosson said, that as soon as you put hides there, they become the flour becomes totally inedible and useless, and we don't have to worry about your raw, by your matzah on that flour and water.